Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Yep, that's all of them. Welcome back to the Conversation Hat Podcast, a show for geeks, artists, and terrible people. My name is Liam, my co-host is Ben. Me and Ben, in this episode, need to decide if we have toenails and fingernails, where else should we have nails on the body? That's a fever dream for you. And if we could obliterate a city from history and existence, which city would it be and why? Something that I quickly need to preface is what happened in the intro. I said hello to Ben and I did the little finger salute where you put a couple of your fingers on your eyebrow and you sort of go, yeah, you sort of point at them from your eyebrow to the... We talk about that for a little bit and we didn't really say what it was. So that's the conversation we're having in the intro there. All this and more in the Conversation Hat Podcast.
The Conversation Hat Podcast.
Greetings, Bon. Salutations, Larm.
Why?
You see people like flicking their eyebrows in the movies.
Is that what they're doing?
Get dust out of my eyebrows. My eyebrows not doing a good enough job at protecting my eye.
Is that what... I thought they were just like...
Get out of there.
Like a little salute.
Get out of there, demons.
Skipper.
Get out of there, demons.
You're getting demons out your eyeballs.
I got demons in my eyeballs.
How are you?
I'm coping.
Everyone, are you sure?
No. Everyone's got a cold today, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I'm one of them.
There's something going around. Es no bueno.
Is the thing that's going around our delicious new set. Looks like we're in Willy Wonka's underpants.
Ben, we've got quite a lot to get through today, so we're going to go one topic at a time. You had a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was copying down some notes from one of the Google Drives.
You mean you were stroking the hat lovingly so that the questions would arrive on time?
I mean, I worded it in a way that wasn't obvious that I was copying questions out of the Google Drive that people send questions to. But yeah,
Did you word it in a way like that?
Yeah. Record it, rewind it, and find out.
I won't. Okay. I can't be bothered.
So I was copying down some notes from the thing.
Yes.
And at the bottom, there was just one single sentence.
Yeah.
Barely a sentence, no capital letters, and it was just something about Nepo babies.
Right.
And I said that to you, and you went, yeah, and I went, what's a Nepo baby?
I think that's what happens sometimes, is if the hat wants to talk about a specific thing, it can't quite formulate, like, an actual question around it, so it will just say, talk about Nepo babies.
That's not what I asked you.
No, I know, so I'm explaining for the listeners, I think that's what must have happened. Sticking to the narrative.
Right, the narrative that I tried to avoid saying so we could not do this, let's be honest, weak 30 seconds.
It's asinine 30 seconds.
What is a Nepo baby?
It's short for nepotism baby.
Doesn't help me.
A Nepo baby is something that the internet was fascinated with about 6 months ago, and the idea is... kids of famous people,
right,
doing other creative things and being famous, they don't deserve our love, attention, and adoration because they're only able to do these cool things because their parents are rich.
Like Brooklyn Beckham cooking breakfast on Vogue.
I'm sure that's the example at the front of everyone's brain, yes.
I think so.
Or like...
Uncle Roger watched him open a cheese wheel.
A cheese wheel. Mm. Wow. Do you think they invented the wheel first or the cheese first? And then how long until they invented the cheese wheel? Cavemen looking at a wheel, looking at some cheese, looking at a wheel, looking at some cheese. Oh! Cavemen.
Probably the wheel?
Probably the wheel. Quite right. Or the daughter of Danny Dyer... following Danny Dyer around and also being famous and being a celebrity in her own right, except she's not. She's only famous for being Danny Dyer's daughter. These are all...
She's also called Danny Dyer.
Yes, now that is funny.
Yeah.
That's the best thing Danny Dyer has ever done.
That is the most Danny Dyer thing to do.
Either of them. So I think it's things like Hollywood celebrities, Hollywood actors having kids, and then the kids obviously want to go on and do creative things, and people are like, oh, well, they're only famous because they're the son or daughter of whoever. And it's like, well, yeah, obviously they have better access, but, like, do you not realise how horribly middle-class most of the music industry is?
Mm.
Like, I don't really give a shit that idols have... Do you know idols?
Idols are fun.
I know that you shouldn't hold false ones.
He went with a different meaning of the word there.
Because of God,
which we believe in. The Idols are a sort of very socialist band. They're really fun. They're slightly punky, very angry, and they talk about like why Thatcher was a wrong and basically in poverty and stuff. But the singer had like a private school education. It's a bit like, well, yeah, he can't necessarily help that. I care more about people's beliefs and what they're doing about those beliefs and what they're doing to help than necessarily the circumstances of their upbringing. I don't really care. Like, I don't think he's pretending to be poor. I think because he's singing about poverty, people assume he's coming across as being poor, but he's, I don't think he's ever said that. I don't know. I don't actually care.
Some rich people know that being poor is less than ideal.
Yes, some of them have looked outside and gone, ooh, sucks to be anyone but me.
These people don't have peacocks on their lawn.
Yeah. I think the Hat wanted us to talk about Nepo babies, but like, that was a big thing on the internet maybe 6 months ago, and now it's been a bit like, I don't know, I didn't formulate a question in time, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
That's what that was.
Brooklyn Beckham didn't do a very good job with the pasta.
That's because he's probably not got a big skill set. He's probably just been raised to think he can do anything. Well, he probably can do anything. Do you want to pull a question
when out? When your dad's a footballer and your mum's a Spice Girl.
Yes.
Pocket money would probably cover my rent. Do you think rich, like uber rich people, would give out pocket money, or would they just they would just have the money?
They would. They'd call it an allowance, and you just get like a grand in your bank account every month or something.
There's my black card.
Yes, exactly.
I read a thing about how working in hotels for like the super rich is both good and bad. Mm. Bad because some of them just want to shag you. And they're like, yep, just do the sex. No,
this is not.
I'm the valet, sir. And like how they had such...
I bring cars to the front, not penises to completion. Different things.
They had such little awareness of what money was.
Yes.
So they would just take like a number of the bits of money. Like someone once got like $20... for lugging four suitcases up three flights of stairs, and then someone else got $300 because they called them a cab.
Yeah.
Because it was just, that deserves this many
three
money.
Three bits of paper
three
for
bits
you.
Of money.
Oh, I didn't do the thing. I'm so sorry. We have such limited format, and I didn't stick to it.
Thought I was getting away with it then.
No, welcome back to the Capitalism Hat Spend Cast.
Oh, thank you. On topic.
Well, with your host, Ben Pierphone and Liam Cellular. Pierphone.
Silly, yeah, that's
silly
what
words.
Yeah.
Yep, they can't all be hits.
Fingernails, toenails. Where else should we have nails?
Any question that starts fingernails
and is immediately followed by toenails. Is that something that you enjoy?
No, not. I don't love them. Did you know that I recently? I didn't fully rip off one of my toenails. It was.
When you said rip off, I thought you were going to be like plagiarizing something.
I ripped off Jimmy Toenails, the poet. I think what must have happened is... I must have told the story about kicking Laura's treadmill by accident.
It's very aggressive.
It's probably come up on the podcast. I hurt my foot. It was stupid. There's not enough space in the house for me to know where things are all the time, so sometimes I will just kick things.
It's not like you got eyes.
No, I've got big flappy feet that do their own
they
thing and are the wrong shape. They find a way. The toenail didn't come off, but I think it must have been almost completely dislodged from most of the toe for a while, and I say that based on the amount of blood there was.
Yes, I do remember you telling me that there's a lot of blood under toenails.
More than you'd think, which was nice. So I got a lot of blood everywhere, and then I immediately recorded a YouTube video and then realised I didn't hit record, and I was like, well, that's fine, because I think I was completely pale. Like, with the combination of me being already kind of pale, the studio lights, me not setting up the camera properly because I was wounded, and not having having any blood just left a ghost. In me. Just a white figure. Just this is Slender Man's vlog. As a kid, I think I had a dream where I dreamt that under toenails and fingernails was like squirming maggots. Did you ever?
How have you made so much of my body feel bad?
And like, so like, I didn't really realise, but like, and when this whole fiasco, the treadmill toenail fiasco, as we'll call it, when that whole thing happened, I realised why am I squeamish about toenails? And I realised I dug back into my psyche and like, oh yeah, no, I had that dream, that horrible nightmare, and like, ever since I've been like really scared of what's under the toenails because you can't see. It's like opaque. It's like that semi-opaque glass.
Can't see. Isn't
it? It's like, but no, you can't see anything. You've put extra.
I've hidden mine.
Yeah, you've straight up just hidden them. You've tinted your windows.
You can't see my maggots.
Mine are. Can't see my maggots. Yeah, like it's that sort of semi-opaque bathroom window sort of finish,
yeah.
And I just assume there's like worming maggots and worms and shit under there. So like, I don't want to look under these.
There isn't.
There's just blood.
There's also the bit where the nail grows from is called The Matrix with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, the film.
Yes.
Ah, lovely. Red pill, blue pill, it's The Matrix. A cigar to take, well, pill, don't you know? Man, sunglasses. But I think the meds have kicked in.
Lawrence Fishburne's a peddler of drugs.
You're gonna fight Elrond. Hugo Weaving was one of the men, I think.
Yes, he was. He was Agent Smith.
Agent Smythe. So I'm sort of reluctant to put nails anywhere, getting back to the question.
I mean, Molly, if you had a tail, that'd probably have a nail.
A nail with a tail. So it's just one very long fonga.
Yeah.
Ah, that's fucked. I love it.
And then I thought, like, maybe elbows.
Elbows so with a nail.
I think I'm thinking of like dragony people.
Yes,
so they'd have
scaly,
pointy bits on your ears. You could have nails there, but getting your elbows trimmed.
Wolverine, does he have like the bits that come out? Do they just have like little fingernails at the tip?
Well, they're bone.
He's like done up all night.
They're bone things that come out.
Oh, they're already fingernails. So
they were already sort of fingernails.
Are they bone? I thought they were a metiel.
They're covered in metiel.
Oh, they're covered
as
in
is metiel. The rest of his bones.
Oh.
He got jabbed with metal, but because he can heal very quickly, he was the only one that could survive, other than, I suppose, Deadpool could probably do it as well.
Yeah.
There's probably more.
His face is a bit maggoty.
Like a
toenail.
Like an avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Yes, I think if we had, like, a big tail, because then the good thing is you could, like... You could
pick stuff.
You could hammer on the window. You could tap at the window with your nail. You could ring the doorbell with your hand. You could knock on the door with the other one and like make a real bloody noise so someone lets you in.
That's a bit like... I haven't even got a tail, and it's a bit like patting your head and rubbing your tummy.
Yeah, it is a bit. You could do...
The hips are the way that the tail's moving.
You could give like a serviceable massage and like scratch your upper lip as well.
It'd be good, if you're carrying the shopping.
You could have a pick of your nose whilst doing anything else to your handed. You could pick your nose anytime, like if you're like buying sweets at the shop.
You could pick a friend's.
Being a lumberjack. Would it? It'd be gross because you could still feel it though. And I reckon, the end of the tail, you'd be able to feel with it, I imagine.
Well, yeah, it would have nerves.
You would have nerves, yeah. I wouldn't mind picking someone else's nose if I couldn't feel my finger.
That's just someone else picking their nose.
No, but it's attached
to
me. Or
like if you sit on your hand.
Yes, exactly like if you sit on your hand. Like, at least, no homo, would you pick your nose? Would you pick my nose for me? No homo. Yeah, let me just sit on my hand so I don't feel it first.
I'll sit on my hand so you think it's someone else.
But actually, you're sitting on their hand. But they can't feel it. Because you've sat on your hand first. So when you grab their hand, they can't feel it. And you sit on their hand, it goes numb. They have a wank and you're like, you're bloody welcome, chum. All the time picking your nose with your tail. or like during lockdowns, if we have another epidemic, you got to just like, anytime you go to the shops, I'm going to sit on my hands so I don't feel it, so I can touch all these things, and it'll be instead of alcohol wipes. I was better with the hand job thing, I think.
Hand job?
The previous joke.
Oh,
I was trying to. Yes,
I thought you meant
it.
Like the hand gel.
Yeah, so instead of hand gel, you just sit on your hand so you can't feel that you're touching all the germs. I don't know. Not as strong as the first bit. We'll cut this one out.
No, we won't.
Okay.
So on your tail.
But what about like an existing body part? Because we don't all have tails. Yeah. I would say the majority of us. I don't want to cast a blanket across the human race.
Some people do.
Some do, but I'm going to say the overwhelming like majority have no discernible tail.
Well, end of your nose.
End of your nose. Would that be...
So, you know, like, if you ever need to scratch...
Oh, yeah, no, that's good. But then I suppose the downside is nail clippers. I'm always a little worried when I'm clipping my nails that it's going
to
go in my eye.
You wouldn't be able to see.
Well, also, like, it's more likely to just ping into your eye because it's so close. That's what I'm worried about. Because I'm worried about doing that down here.
When you were small and someone else had to cut your nails, wasn't it the worst thing ever?
Yes. Because you don't... If you're doing someone else's nails or you've sat on your hand for a bit, you can't really feel like where the nerve is.
Yeah. So it's like you're pushing back far too far on these nails, mother.
Yeah, mother, you need
to chill. This is my hand that we're talking about. Could you stop? I don't think they need doing.
I'm so glad you said when you were little, because it just sounds like every Thursday you hop out of the train to see your mum and she does your nails for you.
Ah!
Mummy, why?
No.
Mummy makes me so fancy.
So fancy.
So fancy. Yeah, nose would be a good one. I am worried about pinging into the eye, or if you let it grow too long and you're having spaghetti, you get spaghetti caught under your nail.
What about your earlobes?
Earlobes, but why?
Because then you could paint them.
Oh, that would be fancy.
You could grow them.
But you wouldn't be able to sleep on them.
Why not?
I feel like it would be a bit like having knives on your ears, digging into like...
Well, don't file them. Don't sharpen your nails.
Okay. I don't know. Feels inconvenient. I would prefer...
Sleep on your back.
If rather than a chip and pin system, we had like QR codes on fingernails on our credit cards. Just scan a toenail.
What, like separate, or you'd have to take your socks off?
No. So like where the chip is on your credit card, just replace it with a toenail.
I
don't know, they're a similar shape, and that's what caught in my head.
Okay. I thought you were trying to get into biometrics there, like you'd have it on your fingernail.
Yes.
And then I was going to point out that you've just got a fingerprint
that
you can do that with.
True, yes. No, I just want a toenail on my credit card.
Well, your birthday's coming up.
That's true. I might redesign an entire system of economics so you can have your birthday wish. Birthday!
I'm going to have to pull my toenails off, aren't I?
I
hope there's not little wormy maggots in there.
No, that would be pretty bad. Just squirming around, trying to find their way out. That vision really scarred me as a kid.
Earrings.
Earrings with toenails.
Ear nail rings. Ear nails, and right. Then you can get them all fancy.
I suppose that's true. Yeah. I think these are all great suggestions. just like a row of toenails. What if your eyelids were toenails? So every time you blink, it'd be like chick, chick, chick.
You didn't like the idea of cutting your nails when there was one on your nose.
No, so I wouldn't do them because I'm also squeamish about eyes. So I just, but not
so
for reasons of matters.
Just, you'd end up looking like the Corinthian from Sandman, just like little teeth.
Would it be an array, or would it just be like one big toenail? Instead of eyelids, click, 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 click.
So would you just have one toenail that went like that?
No, you'd have two.
Or you'd have going up
so
as well.
So you can never perfectly close your eyes because they're toenails.
It'd be very dry.
It would be very dry and it would scrape across your eyeball. Do you have nerve endings in your eyeballs?
No.
Oh, well, that's good then.
I don't think you do.
I don't want to know.
I saw a thing that says that your body doesn't recognise your eyeballs. So, like, if you get an eye infection, your body will attack the eyes as well.
Oh, no. That's not what you want. That's awful.
Let's add that to my Google list. Does the body know it has eyes?
Well, at least, like, the FBI don't think you're an Al-Qaeda anymore. They're just like, oh, he's just a very wrong little man. I've written down toenails for eyelids as a possible title, and I hope we maybe are up for Chiropodist of the Year. I'm sure that's something we'll be invited to do.
It has immune privilege.
Oh.
The eye is an excellent example of an immune privileged sight. The organ enjoys immune privilege to protect it from destructive inflammation that may impair vision.
Oh.
So I guess...
Yeah.
It doesn't...
Doesn't know it's born.
If our immune system knew we had eyes, we'd go blind.
Right, okay.
I don't want membership. What? Okay, it's the immune system is a powerful tool, blah, 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 blah. If our immune system were to become aware of our eye's existence, it could attack our eye as a foreign invader. This would lead us to inflammation and damage, which could ultimately result in blindness. This seems to be This seems to be a theory given to doctors and medical scientists. I don't know if it's a thought experiment. It feels like it's something that would take me too long to go into to simplify for this podcast.
So. I sincerely hope it's not real.
What, eyes?
Yeah, I don't believe in eyes. Can't prove nothing.
I don't... I see your... No, I don't. I don't see your point.
Don't worry about it.
Because I don't have eyes.
Toenails for eyelids is my pitch.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to pull another question out. You got anything else to say about toenails? I really feel like we've done it.
Nope.
Good. Conversation. Hello, Sai. This question is from Sai.
Hello, Sai.
If you could obliterate one city in the UK from history, which would you choose? Thank you, Sai. So it's not just nuking a city. It's not just killing the people there. The city never was.
Is Stratford-upon-Avon a city?
I believe the place you said is, yes.
Stratford-upon-Avon.
Thank you. I've bunged up, so I can't...
No, that's my answer.
Can't say Stratford.
Stratford-upon-Avon.
Stratford. What's your beef with Stratford-upon-Avon?
I just want to know where Shakespeare would have gone if that went there. Maybe he was somewhere else that has been obliterated from history and he chose Stratford-upon-Avon.
That's where he's from, but didn't he do all of his stuff in London?
Yeah.
It was more of a question than me trying to shit on your parade, but...
Oh,
like,
no, you make a good point, so I withdraw my...
But if he wasn't... If you destroyed the city, he might never have been from there.
Yeah, but I want him to still have been a
You
thing.
Still want him to have been?
Yeah.
Right, okay. My answer genuinely is London.
Expound.
Hmm?
Why?
Oh... I was like, ooh, new word.
Go, in, go into more detail.
I just think it's smug. Which I do believe it's smug. I used to really hate going to London. I don't mind it so much now. I just think it's too big. And I know there are bigger cities. I just think also having one place in the country that is the centre for government, media, entertainment, finance, crime... All that, like, and I'm not saying that Manchester hasn't produced a few good comedians. Plenty of bands from all over the place. But generally speaking, the attitude within creative arts is if you want to do some shit, you need to be
in
London.
You need to be in London.
Which is just complete, not just not true anymore. But people really seem to believe it. I really resent that a lot of the times if I want to go see specific bands, I have to shit my ass all the way down to London.
Mm.
And the country just doesn't have... The country doesn't have the infrastructure we think it has. And a lot of that is because the people in charge have fucking gutted everything over the last
And they all
years.
Live in London.
And they all live in London. I think we just need to spread shit out. I don't think capital cities need to exist in the way the world works. Like, because what's the point in learning a capital city of a country other than I've learned the country's name, where it is on the map, what the flag looks like, who founded it, and its capital city. You don't need to know... What's it for? Like, it just doesn't make sense to have everything in one place. And I think there are cultural movements all over the country which are kind of like diversifying things. And like, you can't bloody move for Northerners on Channel 4 these days, which is a good thing. But like, fucking prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
I mean, I don't think I could. I've not gone to Channel 4 and tried to move around.
Yeah, that's true. No, this seems fine. This is okay. Don't know what he's on about. I just punched a scouser in the head. Sorry, Northerners. Yeah, just as fucking just nuke London. I know it's
removed from history.
So remove it from history.
So what was?
Oh, so remove it from history, but it still might be there. We just have no written.
We have no evidence.
No written evidence that London ever existed.
But then,
the Prime Minister's just like, why aren't you on a plane to London? And the pilot's like, I don't know what you're on about.
Like, what's London?
Never heard of her, mate.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But what was the capital before London was?
I think it was Manchester. I'm not sure, but I think it was.
So it would be up there.
Yeah, fine. Perhaps, it's more central.
Perhaps the pay gap between North and South divide would be flipped.
Yes, I think one of the reasons you get paid more in the South is because you probably work in London, which is expensive.
And you need to get the train,
and you need to get 3 hours for 3 hours.
Where you can afford to live.
Yes, and it's mad that...
If you can afford to live, which...
It's mad that people are like, oh, yeah, no, I'll live in Cambridge because it's an hour away from London and cheaper. It's fucking not.
No.
It's absolutely not cheaper than London. You need to keep going north. Yeah, no, let's just fucking get rid of London and see what happens. I'm also, like, furious that, like, London itself has got quite good... travel within itself, but you try to leave London, you're fucked, mate. You can go to Cambridge.
Liverpool Street, Birmingham.
Yep. You can go to Manchester, I think, without changing. And that's kind of it.
Wasn't that on one of the trains that was going to cost a billion pounds? And then they went, let's not bother.
Yeah, and then they're just like, nah. Where else in the UK do you want to go? Left? No. You cannot go to Wales. It's just not possible to go to Wales. Although, having said
maybe try Birmingham. They might let you through.
The harder thing than getting from London to Wales is going anywhere in Wales once you're already there by train. You can't do it. So, for example, I had a lovely...
You can get from Birmingham New Street to Aberystwyth.
Yeah.
And then you can go to Cardiff.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. So, I had a lovely little holiday in South Wales, like kind of near the coast, Fishguard, where they guard the fish from the Irish. The French. That was the... No. Okay, here's a Fishguard tangent. I think it was Fishguard was the last ground invasion of the UK, and it was by the French, and it was ages ago.
Them a long time.
It took them bloody ages. Yeah, they had to go all the way round and round because they weren't expecting it in Wales. That's why there's so many castles, because of the French. Not the Portuguese had just go up, the French who went roundy fucking round. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I think they had a base on Ireland, and the Ireland were like, what are you doing? And the French were like, we want to kick the English. Like, oh yeah, no, camp up. You need some taters.
Fair.
Take our taters, love them at the English. What was I saying? Yes, and it was the last ground invasion of the UK was from the French into Wales. We were on holiday there, and I've got some work connections in North Wales. So I was trying to work out, okay, if I'm on holiday, actually, I need to do a little bit of work while I'm there, taking my laptop, and actually, I could just nip up to North Wales. So I looked at the trains. It would have been quicker for me to get a bus to Aberystwyth, a train back to London, then London to North Wales, than it would have been to get from Aberystwyth to North Wales.
Well, fuck.
So I was like, no then. Let's not do this. We pride ourselves on our train system, but it just doesn't. It's just not very good. You can go up and down. Heaven fend, you need to go left or right. Do you still want to get rid of strappy on pavement? That's when they're doing work, so there's a hole, they put a strappy on pavement. Stratford upon Avon. Bunged up, you see.
Let's get rid of Sheffield.
Oh, yeah, how come?
I've not been there.
You just not like Def Leppard.
Milton Keynes. Let's get rid of Milton Keynes.
You can see all the straight lines in Milton Keynes from a map quite far up.
Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes. I'm all wrong in the head. If you go to Google Maps and you zoom out so you can see basically all of East Anglia, you can see like all of the straight lines of Milton Keynes. As opposed to every other city in the UK that looks kind of like a spider's web, Milton Keynes is just like blocks.
That's boring. Get rid of it.
It is boring. Nuke it. It's different. I hate it. No, Sheffield... is all right. Def Leppard are from. There's a film festival there. Milton Keynes, just roundabouts.
Yeah. With straight lines. Weird.
Yeah. Well, that's to connect the roundabout. They connect the roads. They're all straight, but they've got a roundabout in the middle. Because if they were just straight lines without a roundabout, you'd be fucking colliding. A
lot of traffic lights.
A lot of traffic lights.
So yeah. Save your money on the traffic lights with a roundabout.
Yeah. They're solar powered, so they only work in the day. Traffic lights.
Roundabouts,
yeah, solar powered.
Solar powered roundabouts.
Yeah. Roundabouts just like, I will only respond to a power source from another circular thing.
Let's
no?
Let's
You're not on board with that.
Let's get rid of Milton Keynes.
Okay, put it in the bin. Done. Ben, I have two titles to choose from. Can't See My Maggots and Toenails for Eyelids. Because I am worried about Toenails for Eyelids because, like, I think we're getting the same thing that's going to happen with dentistry is going to happen with us. We're going to get chiropodists.
I'm working on that.
Chiropodist of the year. I'm working on making us dolphin safe.
I want so yeah. Yours is probably more achievable than mine.
I don't know, man. Like, I think yours just will cost money.
Okay.
I don't think we'll be able to do ours because we're not a trawler.
You can't see my maggots.
Okay. That's wonderful. Ben, where can people go to find out more about you don't say your house or your parents' attic?
Neither of those places. Well, that's probably true. Yeah. Not my parents' attic.
Yeah.
All that stuff's now in my garage.
Lucky garage.
Yes. You could go to Instagram, Spike Pearson, Pearson. There's lots of food and things that I'd go and see.
Wow.
What the fuck do you want me to say? It's on Instagram. People take pictures on Instagram and they put stuff up.
That was,
follow me for more of something.
I know you don't believe me, but that was me being sincere. Because what you did there was you actually just really neatly summed up what Instagram is. It's the stuff I do and the things I am.
Yeah.
That's all it is. For the stuff that I am and the things that I do, at LT Guitarist on most social places. The podcast is at Convoy Hat Podcast, and we're doing a load of video stuff at the moment, which I slightly resent, but that is how the world works.
We're on the TikTok.
We're on the Tickety-Talkity. We're on the Instagram. We're on the YouTube Shorts. And probably some other video platforms, heretofore unknown. Vero, I think that one went, didn't it? Yep, we're going to be in all these places. What would be really nice is if you've listened to this much of the podcast, I dare say you like it a bit. If you wanted to go to some of those videos and like hit the happy buttons, leave a comment, watch the video several times, share it with your mum, all of that stuff. Cheers. Ben, I would like to leave the Pod Babies today with a message for their firstborn. Go. The Pod Babies are going to get together, have a gangbang. There's going to be one child as a result.
Okay.
His name's Ethan.
Hello, Ethan.
He's a podiatrist from the Northeast.
That's very...
What's
very
your
good
message
of you to be,
Ethan?
Well, as he's just born and he's a podiatrist.
Yes, he's got a little stethoscope. I don't know what a podiatrist is.
Okay, it's for feet.
Listen to the feet.
Hello? Ah, I can hear the maggots. Have no more children.
Wow. Ethan, the bloodline dies here.
If you need to have one, have one. Leave it at that.
Wow. Bye, man.